Hello and welcome to the podcast.
Breakfast on Midlands 103 with thanks to Tullamore Credit Union's current account, tullamorecu.ie.
Elton John, Dua Lipa, Cold Heart, Midlands 103. Good morning to you. It's Peter Dunn with you. It's 12 minutes past 8 on this Wednesday. Hi Peter, can you wish my husband Stuart Kelly a happy 45th birthday today? Happy birthday, Stuart. That comes in from your wife, Mairead. It comes in from Jack and Bethany as well. And a big hello to one of our own, by the way. Michael O'Leary celebrating a birthday today, yep. Yep, that Michael O'Leary, he's 63 today. Wow. He'd want to start putting a few quid to one side to save up for retirement, wouldn't he? Actually, will we give him a buzz, will we? I have his number here. Will we give him a shout and see? I don't know if he'll answer now. We'll give him a call, will we? Right, okay, let's do this. Okay. 087 5 Okay. Now I don't know if he'll answer, but we'll try. What do you Ooh, is that an international dial tone or what? Hello, Mr. O'Leary. Hi, it's Peter here from The Breakfast Show. Just calling to say a happy birthday today. Will you be celebrating?
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Oh, brilliant stuff. And how will you be celebrating?
Now, you can shut up, for starters. I'm only up the road, and I'll be coming down, banjaxing Tullamore, and I'll be driving a Boeing 737 right through the front door.
It sounds like fun, Mr. O'Leary. Any chance of an invite to your birthday party?
No! Now shut up and get lost!
No radio? It's fine. You can get the full show Monday to Friday from 6:30 a.m. to 9 on midlands103.com, or you can download the free app from, I don't know, wherever you get your apps, I suppose.
It's Wednesday.
Ah, learning time.
Yes, education does not stop. Fantastic facts. These are 100% fantastic and 100% facts.
Nice.
That's a fact. That's a Rafa Benitez fact.
A Rafa Benitez fact. I don't know what you're talking about now.
Of course you don't. Of course you don't. In 2018, a Missouri deer poacher was ordered to watch Bambi once a month for the entirety of his year-long prison sentence. Now,
that sounds a bit mad.
That sounds, yeah, I like that actually. Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
Yeah. He was probably immune to it at the end. Probably immune to it at the start. And he was never mind at the end. But
God,
there you
that's
go.
Gas. Like they should make drug dealers watch Train Spotting every day. For
David, why you didn't become a judge, I don't know.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, agreed.
Did you know couples who poke innocent fun at each other tend to have happier and stronger relationships? You know that?
Ah.
Yeah. I think you need a sense of humour as well, don't you?
Yeah, yeah, no, I'm a big fan of poking innocent fun at people, and sometimes it just gets misinterpreted.
It does, yeah, yeah, but it's all fun at the end of the day. You know what
but
I mean?
That's what one hopes.
Exactly, one hopes. Do you know people who are deprived of sleep have a harder time remembering positive experiences and are more likely to remember negative ones?
Jesus, mad. Last week Lorraine brought up a fantastic fact that people who sleep less are happier.
But sleep less, that's not fantastic. Where are you getting your facts from, Lorraine?
I thought it was fantastic. I'm a 6 hour a night man.
Yeah, but now look.
Tell me that one again. What does this mean about
my life? Now
you're
a negative one. You will more than likely remember negative experiences as opposed to positive ones when you sleep less.
Yeah, okay. That's pretty negative.
It is, yeah. I love this one, right? There's a speed camera lottery in Stockholm in Sweden where drivers who drive at or under the speed limit are entered to win money.
Oh, yeah. Good idea.
And do you know where the prize fund comes from?
The fines
yes.
that are paid by the people who are
speeding. That is brilliant.
Oh, God.
I love that. Why don't we have that here?
We're so
Seriously.
Not Swedish, aren't we?
Like, we're definitely not. We need to be more Swedish.
Oh, we just haven't a clue.
Let's give you one more. I love this one. When Thomas Edison needed a wheelchair in his final years, his friend Henry Ford bought one too so they could have wheelchair races.
Edison and Ford were mates?
Yes. And they had wheelchair races.
They don't make them like they used to,
Peter. Ah, I love it. That is just wonderful. I just have an image of them tearing down the nursing home halls in a wheelchair each. Brilliant.
Power to them. Power to them from back then.
Yeah. And we need to do that, David. We need to get wheelchairs and race each other when we get older. What do you think?
100%. If I never recover from the half marathon that we just did, you'll have to get yourself a wheelchair to race me.
We'll do it next year. How's that?
100%. Sure, why don't we do the Dublin Marathon in next year?
David said that, not me. David said that, not me. I'm just putting it out there.
Well,
okay?
We'll see what happens after you dominate the Manchester Marathon.
Yeah, right. David, thank you so much for your sarcasm, and we'll hear more at 9.
I'm here to support you.
Thank you, as always. Breakfast with Peter Dunne on Midlands 103, weekday mornings from 6:30 a.m. These are the highlights. That means it's time for a caffeine kick, isn't it? Time for now, coffee. Kickstart the brain. Well, the equivalent of that is a brain teaser. And we do this every Tuesday, and only correct answers get on the honours list. Will you be on the honours list today? It's a tough one. Have a listen to this, and remember that number, 083 3010 103. When you want to text or WhatsApp your name, followed by location and answer, get it right, get on the honours list. There's a car travelling from Galway to Athlone with three sons, two fathers, and one granddad. But there's only three people in the car. How's that possible? So there's a car travelling from Galway to Athlone with three sons, two fathers, and one granddad. But there's only three people in the car. How's that possible? Get this show in full Monday to Friday from 6:30 a.m. to 9 on Midlands 103. Classic from Lionel Richie on your feel-good breakfast. 22 minutes past 8 this morning. Good morning, Peter with you. Have you ever had a battered Mars bar? I've often heard people talking about it, but I've never had one. It intrigues me. I wouldn't mind trying one. Though it sounds lethal, in fairness. Deep-fried, battered Mars bar. But a food truck in the north is serving battered Cadbury's cream eggs. Have a think about that now. Battered Cadbury's cream eggs. They're called Backstreet Eats in Oma. They specialise in Asian street food. And they say the battered treats are very popular, but some people are divided. The chocolate Easter treats are battered in panko breadcrumbs, which the chef says changes its texture. Well, would you try it? A battered cream egg. I'm willing to give it a bash, you know, for the sake of science. If somebody wants to provide me with one, I'd love it. Maybe not at 23 minutes past 8 in the morning. Yeah, you'd have me running for the Rennies. David, you're in a restaurant. You're okay. Looking forward to a meal.
Yes.
You get it, but it's not up to your standards. Do you A, complain, or B, do what most of us do and go, oh, no, lovely, it's thanks very much, it's lovely, it's delicious, then go, I'm never coming back here again?
Yeah, I'd be very much of the latter mindset, typically, unless it's, you know, there's a certain threshold where you pay a certain amount, and if it's, you know, so bad that you feel like this is truly unfair, I'm going to have to intervene. I've done it probably a handful of times in my life.
Oh, a handful. Wow, fair play to you. I have to do it twice.
Yeah, but, that's good going.
But there is that fear that you'll get it back and it'll have taken a trip somewhere down under or something like that.
Does that happen?
Oh, I don't know. I've heard stories. I won't tell them at 1:30 in the morning. But God, one man went as far as to ring Asda after he bought a pizza there. Now, this is a genuine call to the customer complaint line.
Oh,
are you ready
no.
for this? This is genuine, 100%.
Good afternoon, you're through to the Asda service team. How can I help?
Hi, I'm really not happy. I'd like to make a complaint, please.
Okay then, sir. What's this complaint about?
Well, listen, I've just bought a pizza in Asda's in Merthyr Tydfil. I've just got home. There's absolutely no topping on it. You know, that's my dinner for the night.
Right, there's no topping on it whatsoever?
No, just bread.
Just bread and tomato sauce?
No, not even tomato sauce, just bread.
Oh, okay then, sir. Bad. Sorry about that, first of all. Because what I'm actually going to do for you now is I'm going to log a product quality claim. And this is where we're going to get you out a letter of an apology and also a goodwill gesture for the inconvenience caused by a product. And from the packaging details they submit to me,
that's all he can do, in fairness.
A little investigation as to why this happened or is happening.
I mean, what about my dinner now, though? I've got to go hungry, have I?
I'm sorry about that, sir, but if you can get back to store, they'll be able to exchange this for you.
I got to go all the way back up to Asda just to take this bloody pizza back and get a new one. We're topping on.
Sorry about that, sir, because all I can do for it, obviously, I can't. Send you out a pizza, kind of. So this would be a problem.
You could get one delivered, or it's just, you know, it's a long way. I mean, that's a Douglas top in Asda. I'm all the way back my town. It's a long way to go.
Right, unfortunately, I won't be able to provide that service for you. I mean,
look at it. It's just wait. I saw my mate. Sorry, I've opened it upside down.
Are you being serious?
He opened up his pizza upside down and was looking at the bottom of the pizza.
I mean, do you know what I was thinking listening to him? I thought he had bought a make-your-own pizza base and mistaken it as a pizza. But even better, he's even more stupid than that.
Oh, it gets better.
Right. Right, okay, that's why there was no topping. I was looking at the bottom. Oh, it's a nightmare. All the topping's falling off now. It's all in the, like, the cellophane on the bottom.
I'm sorry for laughing.
But it's still no dinner for me. I mean, all the toppings are the bottom now. Can I still take it back?
Oh, you can...
You can still take it back?
Well, I think you can as well. If you get, to get a new one, yeah.
Yeah? Do me a favour. If it's a letter of apology, don't mention that I opened it upside down. It makes me look like a fool, then, doesn't it?
No, I won't do that, sir.
Well, come on, it's not that funny, man. I bet everyone does it.
Yeah, I bet everybody does it. Everybody does it. Don't worry about it.
Well, he's obviously a gentleman of the conviction of complaining about anything and everything possible.
True. But in fairness, if that was me, I'd just go... No, it's still just a blank pizza.
Yeah,
I'd be too embarrassed to say I opened it upside down. So fair play to him.
Look, the only thing I'll say is the man has got a fine Welsh accent.
You're right. You're absolutely right.
There's something quite lyrical and melodic about their accent.
You're right. It is a lovely accent. Good Celtic accent.
I wasn't going to go all the way, but that's probably why we like it.
Get this show in full Monday to Friday from 6:30 a.m. to 9 on Midlands 103.
Fleetwood Mac, Don't Stop. And we haven't stopped yet on Get Active with Midlands 103. It has been tempting at times, but 14 weeks ago, myself, my good friend Christopher Cribben, we challenged ourselves to run a marathon with just 18 weeks training. Now, I've never done anything like this before, but we wanted to raise as much as we can for Barrystown Children's Charity. So, let's go.
Get active with Midlands 183, powered by HereMed Healthcare in the heart of Tullamore. Here when you need us. HereMed.ie.
So this week it was a landmark week because it was Mullingar Half Marathon Week, and you're coming with us. Come on. Run, boy, run. 5 minutes to go, Christy. We're about to kick off. We're heading to the start line soon, and describe the atmosphere here, actually. It's brilliant, isn't it? Used to this. You are.
It's been a while since I've done this, and the atmosphere around today is... It's a bit different than every other year. I suppose the weather is good, nice and dry. A little bit of rain earlier on, but we won't mind that. Nice and dry, nice bit of air blowing, perfect conditions, so it should be a nice day for a run.
What should you expect today?
To see you with a medal hanging around your neck in the park.
You have a higher expectation than I do, I swear to you.
There's no expectation, that's what's going to happen, so... Buckle up, we'll be grand. No, look, we'll be grand. We'll take our time, we'll run as far as we can, then we'll jog walk like what we're going to do for Manchester in a few weeks. So
brilliant.
We'll be grand.
This is kind of our a training day. This isn't our destination. This is kind of a stop along the way. Yeah. So we have to kind of stick to our plan. A lot of people here, this is their final destination. They're here for personal best and all that. We're here to train and push it out as long as we can, so we're a little bit different than everyone else here.
We're here for a good time, not a long time.
We're here for a long time and a good time.
Fair enough, so yeah. I know, we'll be grand. We'll get through today, sure, we'll be sound. How are you feeling?
I'm feeling okay, suspiciously enough. It's raining, roads are wet and slippy, and the spirits are high, everybody's doing good, in fairness. So, we're just under a third through.
Yeah, we'll be grand.
Just heading towards the downs.
For the downs.
Yeah, great sheep for company.
That's for sure.
And great support along the way from everybody, it's wonderful.
Yeah, isn't it just, this lady's a great St. Patrick's hat on.
Brilliant, absolutely. How's things? Thanks, Abel. Right, so we're, what are we in now? Are we?
10 mile in now.
10 mile in, which is what, about 16 kilometres?
Yeah,
how are you feeling?
Oh, good. Good, yeah. Better than I thought I would, to be honest. Wasn't sure how today would go. I was kind of quite optimistic yesterday and the day before. Kind of was work, so didn't have a whole lot of time to be bursting myself. So, yeah, I feel good today, yeah. Thank
nice
God.
Distraction. Yeah. We're on the canal line here, just heading back from the Downs in towards Mullingar. It's very open, but thankfully it's not windy, because if it's windy, it can be... You're running against the wind as well as everything else, but it's nice, gentle dusting of rain as well to cool you down, Chrissy.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. and credit to the marshals and everyone that we've met today, just and all the support that everyone has given. It's unbelievable out on the roads there, and sure, we've had great chats with lads from Kildare, Athlone,
Tullamore as well.
Shout out to the people of Tullamore.
That's brilliant to see.
Ah, yeah, it's great.
It's great to see the kids get involved and all that as well. And big shout to the kids who had a big sign up saying, "Look out, there's a bear on the loose." So you don't need any more reason to run, do you?
No, not really, no.
And after 2.5 hours on the road, we finally reached the finish line. Doing all this for a fantastic charity, their Barstown Children's Charity, and we can't do it without your help. Please, please, please give what you can. You can check us out on Midlands103.com. Get the link there. Just click on Get Active with Midlands 103. That'll take you to our I Donate page. And from there, if you can give generously, we would really appreciate it. Plus, donate at least €10. And we're going to put you in the draw to win a year's membership for the Unit Gym in Clara. And also, you'll be in with a chance of winning a signed Manchester United jersey as well. For the longer episodes and to listen back from day one, you can check out our podcast section on Midlands103.com. It's called Get Active with Midlands 103, or wherever you get your podcast, just type in Get Active with Midlands 103.
Get Active with Midlands 103, powered by HearMed Healthcare in the heart of Tullamore. Hear when you need us. HearMed.ie.
Get this show in full Monday to Friday from 6:30 a.m. to 9 on Midlands 103.
Teddy Swims, Lose Control, Midlands 103. Good morning. Welcome to Tuesday, by the way, not Monday. It's 11 minutes past 7. On the 19th of the 3rd, indeed, this year, 2024, this gorgeous bright morning. Hope you're well. 083 3010 103 when you want to text or WhatsApp. I'd love to hear from you. It's powered by the home of Opfeli's top-selling car brand, Lamb Brothers Toyota, on the Arden Road in Tullamore. Thank you so much for all the messages and the welcome back. And big shout to Lorraine McCormack for sitting in on breakfast all this week. She'll be delighted with her lie-in this morning. And big thanks to everybody getting in touch saying welcome back. I didn't do anything exciting for the week. I had to do a lot of painting around the house. Yeah, I hate painting. I hate it. And I hate it even more now. Because I was doing really well on the Monday. I was painting a ceiling. I'm a right little Michelangelo when I could go there. Painting the ceiling. How did your man do it in the Sistine Chapel? Jeez, I can barely paint this white. But I'd use a primer at the start. And it was going well. It was looking well. It was a nice one. That'll do. And I got downstairs and I got to the patio door in the house and I looked down and there was a big stream of paint from the bottom of my stairs to my patio door where I had spilt paint the whole way. And I went, oh God. My young lad was going, Daddy, it looks like you spilt milk. Like, I can't listen to this. I have to try and clean this up. The more you try and clean it up, the worse it gets. Yeah. So did I mention I hate painting?
No radio? It's fine. You can get the full show Monday to Friday from 6:30 a.m. to 9 on Midlands103.com, or you can download the free app from, I don't know, wherever you get your apps, I suppose.
David Guetta, Kelly Rowland, When Love Takes Over, Midlands 103. Morning, Peter Dunn with you. Time now is 7:45 on this Tuesday. How did a caffeine kick go down this morning? I thought it was a tough one. There's a car travelling from Galway to Athlone with three sons, two fathers and one granddad. But there's only three people in the car. How's that possible? And again, no, they're not in the boot. Well, Amanda Middleton Leonard in Moat got it right. Well done, Imelda. David in Athlone got it right. Ger from Clon got it. David in Killy, well done David. Deck in Walsh Island, nice one Deck. PJ Lynham in Kildangan. Johnny in Clonygown got it. Jenny in Far Drum, well done Duncan in Shinrone got it right. Mary in Tullamore. Mick Ryan in Castle Pollard. Eugene Prendergast in Monaster Evans. Stephen in Tullamore. And Oliver Cassidy in Clonbillogue. Some got it right but never put your name on it, but congrats anyways, well done. Three sons, two fathers, one granddad, but only three people in the car. How's that possible? Well, all three were sons, two of them were fathers, and one was a granddad. Three people. Well done. Well done to everybody for getting that right. We'll have another caffeine kick next Tuesday at a time where you need it the most, when you need to kickstart your week.
Breakfast with Peter Dunne on Midlands 103, weekday mornings from 6:30 a.m. These are the highlights.
So, David, all this week we're giving people a chance to qualify to win a fantastic hamper for Au Naturel and Athlone in Roscommon. Au Naturel.ie for more.
Nice.
And we're asking people for their healthy habits. And I know you well, David. I know you've got a healthy habit in there. Something different, something that everyone else doesn't do.
Yeah. Okay, I'm ready.
Go for it.
I eat beans on toast every day.
That's not healthy.
Excuse me. You get a doctor on the phone right now. You've got fiber, you've got protein, and if you have it on whole grain bread, then you're pretty sorted, man.
It's not a lot of sugar in beans, though, is there?
There's a fair bit of sugar in beans.
There you go.
You can get sugar-free ones, but I don't recommend it because they're gross. something healthier than that. I drink a lot of water. I think that's probably a good shout.
Yeah, a lot of people are saying that. A lot of water coming in here. Start today with breakfast, with porridge and blueberries. No sugar from Liz. That's a great idea. Let me see. Cod liver oil. Do you take cod liver oil, David?
No, one of my least healthy habits is that I, like a ninja, avoid all seafood-based products. So cod liver oil, fish. I don't take any omega oil supplements. My brain is probably deficient as a consequence.
Your brain fueled by coffee, actually, come to think of it now.
Thanks.
What else do we have in here? Let me see. I try to get a swim in every day. It's healthy. It's good for the body, said Vinny. That's brilliant. Organic food, ingredients all the time. No processed foods for Mary and Tullamore. Absolutely.
Very good.
Yeah, definitely. Teresa McCormack in Kilbeggan loves to go line dancing.
Wow.
We should go line dancing, David. It'd be great.
Absolutely. 100%.
It would suit you. You like to wear a check shirt.
I'm wearing one. I'm wearing two right now.
You're wearing two shirts.
Well, no, I'm wearing a checkered hoodie and a checkered shirt.
Ah, well, there you go. So you're practically Gareth Brooks.
Peter, don't do that to me.
Let me see. Morning, Peter. My healthy habit has to be running. My weekly medicine for mind and body or anything to do with nature. Yeah, of course. I suppose I can't really give out to you, Dave, because you eat beans on toast, but you can also run an incredible half marathon. So fair play to you.
Thank you, as can you, as it turns out.
Barely.
No, look, considering the build-up that you had, the injuries you sustained, Christy as well, the fact that the two of you got round the 20-something kilometres of it all was fantastically impressive. And look, I think the main thing is the great atmosphere that was at the race, how happy everyone was who was taking part in it, and like the support for everyone on the sides of the streets and everything was amazing.
It was brilliant, actually, wasn't it? The volunteers really make the half marathon, the one in Mullingar on St. Patrick's Day.
Honestly.
They were brilliant. You know, they're constantly, you know, clapping you along and saying well done. I found myself saying well done to them.
Yeah.
Halfway around, go, well done. Like, you're amazing.
I couldn't breathe, so I couldn't say that to them, but I did throw a hand up every now and then. I was like, I hope they understand that is a thank you.
I have to say a big shout out to the kid who pranked Will Faulkner all the way to the finish line. Did you see that?
Oh, burned him to smithereens. I mean, Will should have probably turned around and walked back the other way for 20 kilometres. He was so destroyed by that child.
So basically what happened was our Will Faulkner was running towards the finish line and some child put their hand out to get a high five from him. So he went to give them a high five and the child just pulled their hand in and you just know they were putting their thumb to their nose and wiggling their fingers going,
Yeah, and you just know our Will Faulkner was unbelievably angry, I'd say.
Classic prank, but yeah, you'd feel for Will. Anyways, you'll get over it. So there you go.
Keep up the healthy habits, people.
Keep up the healthy habits, absolutely. Keep them coming in, as they say. 083 3010 103 when you text or WhatsApp, because when you do that, you automatically get entered into a draw to win a fantastic hamper with thanks to Au Naturel, Onatural.ie there in Athlone as well.
Breakfast with Peter Dunne on Midlands 103, weekday mornings from 6:30 a.m. These are the highlights.
Let's give you some celebrity goss. Miley Cyrus, Jamie Lee Curtis, Harrison Ford, they're all among the stars that are going to be honoured by Disney. So they've been named Disney Legends. and it will be celebrated at a ceremony in August. So Disney chief executive Bob Iger has said that being named a Disney legend is the highest honour the company can give to anyone. And do you know Chumbawamba? Do you know this song? We all know this song. The type of song you can hear on your Friday feel-good throwback. Every Friday about 20 past 8. But anyway, Chumbawamba have got in touch with a populist New Zealand politician to say, stop playing our song. You often hear this, you know, it tends to be people taking a swipe at Donald Trump saying, stop playing our song. But Chumbawamba has done it. It's New Zealand First Leader Winston Peters. He is the Deputy Prime Minister, and they've used the song at several events. But the band say they don't share his ideas and have not given permission to use it, and asked their label to issue a cease and desist letter. Yeah. And we've been waiting ages. They still haven't appointed anybody. We thought we'd somebody. We didn't have anybody. Blech. No, it's not the new Republic of Ireland manager we're talking about. It's a new James Bond. Reports in the US has cast doubt on rumours that Aaron Taylor-Johnson's been offered the part of James Bond. So a source has told E! News that it's not yet the case. After the Sun reported producers have lined him up for the role, there's been no comment from the British actor either or the production company behind James Bond. But film journalist Jamie Burton says the 33-year-old is the favourite, but the deal is not done yet.
No smoke without fire, I guess you could say. Equally, he's got a couple of films coming out this year as well. The cynic in me might suggest that, you know, this is all a clever ploy to get us talking about him in anticipation of his films, which I won't even mention.
Well, you're missing the music. You can get the show in full weekday mornings from 6:30 a.m. on Midlands 103.
Sophie Ellis-Bextor, Midlands 103. Murder on the dance floor. You heard about what happened on St. Patrick's Day, didn't you, in Zurich? The Sligo band Blue Moose were playing, and all of a sudden, they were playing, and she showed up. She did. She showed a dare to her. They were playing her song, and all of a sudden, somebody videoed it, and this, she's walking to the stage. Lads are giving it sucks. Somebody in a big Guinness hat presents her to the stage and says, this is Sophie Ellis-Bextor. The lads are like, who? Is that? Seriously? I think, and they're only realising that at this point, it is her. It's really her. And they're giving it sucks. Imagine that. That is absolutely brilliant.